Tree by Alien. Read by Tiny Big Mouse. They are everywhere. They are nowhere. They are forced, confined here and hating it. Ariel shakes their head, furiously, trying to banish thoughts of neverwhere and pull back into one, into less than infinite. Focus. Words, not images. Must think like man must think. Follow his bidding, with forces travel, movement. Words are their own at least. Words can make man understand, when for all his learning he can't read the air. Words make man command and bind and wrap and hold. Ariel can put rapt wine their mind around the man's. Meld, mould, make themselves understood more natively than rough, coarse language. Wrapped air compress their thoughts. Take turn, translates the image, feeling thinking into man's tongue. When man arrived, he had a small one in his arms, one he called girl. And the girl didn't need their forcing, thinking, holding, urging. The girl taught images and flows like, but not just like they did. With her mind spilling out of herself like the man's could not, would not, did not go. The island shaped her, and she spilled into it without knowing, not understanding man did not, would not, could not see. Miranda. Body curled on pillow, face still, eyes closed and mind spilling. This was Ariel's favorite time of dark. When they had finished the storm-making, sun-bringing, wind-brewing, man would turn his mind, small, focused mind, to books and stars and rhythms of language. Then Ariel could slip and scatter and lose themselves to Ariel, to Ariel, to everywhere and nowhere and there. They flew and lost themselves and eyes gone, face still, body curled. Miranda was spilling out of her small container body. Her mind flowing, rushing, flying, finding, joining, twining, laughing. 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 Who knew there was such a word for bubbles tickling, rising, sprouting, happy laughing? Friend. But this last storm-bringing brought men who were not man to island, to home, to safe shelter. Men not man were brought to Miranda, and Ariel felt it feels gloves in heart, needles in self, as Miranda's mind shrieks, rips, stares from the island. And girl who Ariel thought was like themself, rips, stares, whiplashes back to fully fill her small container body, which is now infinite, is whole, is one, and one is focused. As Ariel has never been able to focus in all their tries, she is focused on this man, not man. That night, Ariel slips and scatters to find their friend, together so long, ever long, every night, but Ariel pulls focus to see body curled, face still, eyes closed, mind resting, dreaming, hoping, loving, mind twined as one to man, not man, and Ariel realizes, this is the twining that they had so poorly parodied. This is what the girl needs, and through pain of loss, Ariel feels soft bubbling, swelling, rising, pride, that they helped this happen. They watch with forced pulled focus, filling man's commands until the binding of the girl and man, not man, fuse brilliantly into one, until all men, not man, leave for ships, and man turns to Ariel with a smile, free.